Hi, Bill Neff with you once again for today's devotional reflection from Charles Spurgeon here on Morning and Evening. After Jesus had spent all night in agony being shuttled back and forth between Caiaphas to Pilate to Herod, John 19:16 says that they took Jesus and led him away. And with that in mind, Charles Spurgeon writes, "At this point, Jesus had little strength left, but he wasn't allowed to have any refreshment or rest. They were eager for his blood and therefore led him out to die, loaded with the cross to walk the way of suffering." What do we learn as we see our blessed Lord led forth like this? We see nothing less than the fulfillment of the ancient sacrifice of the scapegoat. In the Old Testament, once every year, the high priest would put his hands upon the head of a goat, confessing the sins of the people. With the sins of the people assigned to the goat, it was then released into the wilderness, carrying away their sins, never again to be found. Now we see Jesus brought before the priests and rulers who pronounce him guilty. God himself assigns our sins to his account. As Isaiah said, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." He was made sin for us, bearing our sin upon his shoulders, carrying the cross. We see the great scapegoat led away by the appointed officers of justice. Let me ask you today, are you certain that Jesus has carried your sin? There's only one way to tell. Have you laid your hand upon his head, confessed your sin, and trusted in him? If so, then your sin is no longer on your account. It has all been transferred to Christ, and he bears it on the cross he shouldered. Don't let that picture vanish until you've rejoiced in your own deliverance today and adored the loving Redeemer upon whom your sins were laid. And that's today's reading from Charles Spurgeon based on John 19:16. I hope you'll take just a moment to reflect on how Jesus' suffering relates to your sin by accessing a transcript of today's reading at our website. The address is morningandevening.org.